You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning. So glad that you are able to join us today. This is Wednesday Live, coming to you from WCNO in Palm City, Florida. Yeah. Beautiful Palm City, Florida.
Beautiful Palm City. It is truly that.
Karen,
today.
What did Hubert McIntosh used to say when he went on air? I loved it. I felt like if I could just kick my feet back and sip a lemonade and think I was on vacation.
Yeah, he was saying like the breezy, the palm fronds
are blowing
in the wind. I might be able to find some of his recordings.
Yeah, we need to call Hubert back. He's a great guy and a good friend. We really enjoyed having him come up. Of course, he got himself so busy he didn't have time to drive up to Palm City. Mm. But we certainly enjoyed having him. Well, it's the Christmas season, and so we send out a big hallelujah to all of you out there. And I haven't been in the studio for a few days, but I was told that the lights are out. And so, Karen, you are absolutely right. Now I'm getting a little bit of a picture of what you've been dealing with in here.
Yes, yeah.
Well,
with eyes be dimmed.
Really?
Yeah. We may have to...
a little cavernous, maybe. Or
I thought these were the... Well, we
There's
have...
one of those going out above the the director's chair.
Well, you know, it's nowhere near as challenging as, new Transformers and, new software and all that kind of stuff we've been through.
We won't need to do a special fundraiser for this.
No, we can handle the light bulbs. I think if we can safely get up there and get them down. Well, incidentally, I'm sure that you didn't call in to be with us to talk about light bulbs this morning, but we do have some mail that's been coming in. We have some donations that are coming in, and some of you that simply did not get around to making your donation during prayer and share back a few months ago have been sending in really nice notes. We've had some great Christmas cards and starting to hang them up around the office, and that's really great as well. And we've had a few candies left off in the front room, and I don't know, maybe some of the staff are responsible for that, but we will share. So if you stop by and say hello, we will share with you what we have here. But we're so glad that you are listening. I want to thank all of you that are part of our great family. And so we have some areas of prayer that we're going to lift up, and we may have some others that we'll call in today. Incidentally, Karen, when people have prayer requests, how would they go about getting that to us? Now, you can send it in, but...
Yeah, you could just call us at 772-221-1100 if you have a prayer request for anything.
Yep.
You know, usually we'll pray with you over the phone, but then we'll also pray as a staff during our staff meeting. And then sometimes... we'll bring it on to Wednesday Live.
Well. And you can leave a voicemail if you call in before or after hours.
Can do that, and we'll pick it up.
Yeah, and some days of the midweek, since everybody but Jonathan's part-time, you may get a voicemail at normal business hours because a lot of things are going on.
Right.
But at any rate, if you want willing to leave it on the voicemail, we will respond.
Or you can just go to our website, and if you do that on the make the prayer request on the website or the praise report, then, of course, we have a record of it, and we're able to get to that once we get back onto our mail. And so we do want to thank you for not only giving us prayer requests but also praise reports. That's great. What do we have, Karen?
Well, we do have four prayer requests that are concerning healing.
A lot of need for healing, a lot of physical attack right now. In fact, one lady I know is a part of that just called in this morning.
Okay. So we've got Polly from Green Acres asking prayer for healing.
Okay.
We've got Judy in the hospital now. She's having digestive issues in a bleeding ulcer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Jay asking for relational and health issues for the family.
And keep my lift my family up in prayer, because both of my boys were up coughing through the night, and of course I'm sort of on the recovery side of a cold. Probably a lot of other people are dealing with some things right now.
That's right, and those are concerning healing.
Okay,
and then our brother Barrington called in. He's got experiencing a little nervousness and just kind of having a tough time right now.
Some emotional, praying for some emotional strength and healing for him. Yeah,
so let me just lift those up. So, Father God, we just lift up.
Thank you, Lord.
We lift up Jay and his family to you, God. We just pray, God, whatever relational issues, Lord, we just pray that you smooth everything out in the family, Lord, and that you would strengthen them and bring them closer together. And, Father, any health issues that are going on, we pray for each one of them, Lord, that you would bring health and healing, that you would restore them to perfect health, Lord. And then also with Jonathan and his boys, God, that you would touch them and heal them as well. And we lift up Judy to you, God. And Father, I just pray that you would give the doctors the ability to be able to intervene in this with her, with the bleeding ulcer.
Yes, Father.
And that you would guide them and just bring them to bring her to healing, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that nothing is too hard for you. And then for Polly, we lift her up, God, and just pray your peace and your strength over her, God. Father, you know what her issues are and the things that she's believing you for. So we touch and agree with her what she is believing for. In Jesus' name. And then also for Barrington, Father God, let your peace be upon him.
Thank you,
Lord,
Father.
I just ask that you would touch him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, God. Lord, that peace that you give by the Holy Spirit, that peace would be his umpire, that he would look for that peace in you. Lord, your word says to seek peace and pursue it. Go after peace. And we just speak that over Barrington today in the name of Jesus. Yes. Lord, we know that you know everything that's going on and everything that concerns him. And we just pray, God, that you would touch him and bring him through this
Thank
time.
You, Father.
Strengthen him, Lord. Strengthen him as he puts his trust in you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, we do have a great event that's coming up that I want to make mention of, and we may end up with a guest joining us anytime, and we are looking forward to hearing maybe from a representative. But Sean Foyt, who has literally been traveling back and forth across the nation, when you look at how many Let Us Worship events have taken place, it really is quite amazing. Bringing revivals to all 50 state capitals, and God has just directed him, given him great favor. Sean was ministering in Palm Beach County back some time ago, and we did interview him at that time. I know he's quite busy, so I don't know if we will have him on air with us today or maybe someone else that's a part of the ministry. But really, it's been a burden on his heart to call our nation back to God and to stir up revival. And of course, David, we're very much committed to that right here at WCNO, and doing whatever we can to encourage believers to participate in the move of God and to be partners with those ministries that are really front line and they are calling forth the anointing of God upon our generation. You know, one thing I love about Sean Foyt's ministry is there are many, many young people that connect with the ministry and come out, get involved in the worship. And so that's really great. Maybe some of you caught up with the, maybe you saw something on YouTube or Facebook from the Washington, D.C. Let Us Worship event. And that was tremendous. There was an opportunity for the gospel to be shared there. And there's no question that America's only hope for a prosperous future is a spiritual restoration and return to God, which we would call revival, right? And the groundwork is being laid for a massive move of God. So you may say, well, why are you talking about Sean Foyt? Sean Foyt is actually going to be leading, along with a band, is going to be leading an evening of worship on New Year's Eve, and it's going to be at Clover Park, Port St. Lucie, Florida, and that's going to be, of course, December the 31st. It's going to begin at 9 p.m., and that, of course, is home of the St. Lucie Mets, and so this is going to be an evening of worship beginning at 9 p.m. and moving right into the new year, celebrating the goodness of God. And so we have a spot that's going to promote that a little bit. We're going to go to a Christmas song at some point here, and Dave's going to give us a little more information. So why don't we move along toward this and put that on your calendar. Make sure you plan to be a part of that great event.
Hey, it's Sean Foyt. I want to invite you to join me and let us worship for a free New Year's Eve worship event at Clover Park Stadium at Port St. Lucie, Florida. We are kicking off 2025 with a celebration of faith, worship, and unity, and you are invited. It's going to be an incredible night of music, prayer, and powerful moments with thousands of believers. Bring your friends, bring your family, and let's start the year together in God's presence. Mark your calendar, December 31st, Clover Park, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Visit letusworship.us for more details. We'll see you soon.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping?
All right, and we're coming back, and Dave, you have something there I thought maybe we would be able to talk about a little bit. It's probably actually another area of prayer for us to lift up. It's a bit of a tragedy in our nation, and there's been several of these. Actually, Chaco, who is a wonderful Indian brother who has a program on the station, his daughter was involved in the Parkland situation.
Oh, yes. Well, it's sad, and this, as most of you know, I think it was on Monday that it was reported that Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin, had an active shooter situation, and that was Abundant Life Christian School there in Madison. We have a statement from the ACSI, which is the Association of Christian Schools International.
So that's the accrediting,
agency body
over many, many Christian schools. And this is one of the schools they provide accreditation to, I believe.
That's true. And this is from Dr. Larry Taylor, who is the president and CEO of ASCI. And this is his statement. It says, ASCI is grieved by the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, an accredited member in Wisconsin. We are praying for those who were injured, the families of the victims, and the entire school community, knowing that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. We are thankful to law enforcement and first responders for their help. We have always considered the safety of students as one of the highest priorities. Our ACSI accreditation protocol covers several benchmark indicators that address school safety, and I know that's an issue for them, and I'd just like to lift up prayer.
The families that are impacted. In fact, the whole school is impacted. My wife and I, we were just talking. I mean, when something like this happens, for any family to go back in, even if their students weren't even in this immediate area, I mean, this is a huge trauma. And we were looking a little at the information about this school, apparently a school with several hundred students, maybe 500 or more. Perhaps as many as 50 or more churches in that region come together for the support of the school. So this impacts the entire body of Christ in
really
that
does.
Region. So it's really huge.
Really is. Well, let's just go into prayer
Amen.
For them. Father, we come with, our hearts are truly heavy today. Anytime these types of events happen, and especially where children are involved. And Father, we pray for everyone involved.
Yes.
In this particular school shooting, we pray certainly for the victims and for those who died, for their families, for those who are recovering, for their healing, Father, and for everyone, because it's not just those in the school who are victims. It's everyone who has a heart for the people of God. And it's not just Christian schools, but there's school shootings all over the place over the last several years, Lord.
Yeah.
And there's just a plethora of people who are still suffering with that. We lift them all up to you. And we pray for every needed blessing.
Amen.
In some cases, it's still physical healing, and often it's mental and spiritual healing.
Amen.
Father, you know the needs, and you know how to respond, and we also know that you have and are responding. But our hearts are, you call us to an ongoing life of prayer to lift up your people who are hurting. And especially, Father, I pray for the community of believers, and particularly in America here, as we see things like this happening. And not only are we grieved by what has happened, but we are asking you, Lord, how can we move to protect those whom we love,
Amen.
In schools, Christian or not, in churches.
Right.
And Lord, anything else that really is deemed a soft target.
Yeah.
And we pray, Lord, for your protective grace.
Your protection.
And for you to move in a powerful way.
In Jesus' name.
Which also means inspiring leadership, authoritative leadership, to make decisions that need to be made for the enhancement of the protection of people that are going to be involved in any way in what we call soft targets that are open to these types of things. We pray for your spirit to move, to edify these leaders, and to empower them to make proper decisions that will enhance security. For these are days, Father, when security needs to be enhanced. Mm-hmm. And we just give you thanks and praise, Lord, for you are moving. You are hearing these prayers.
In Jesus' name.
And you are responding in Jesus' name.
Well, we know the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So mm-hmm. prayer is very important.
Yes.
And we cannot see with our physical eyes often all of the warfare that's going on in the spirit realm.
Right.
But we know that that is going on. And so we do pray for our nation, but of course for our state and our families that are impacted here in the state of Florida as well. So thank you for bringing that to our attention. I do believe that they gave some information on how people could donate. What is the information there on the bottom
yes.
of that? If you wanted to make sure your gift was going to end up where it needs to go through
right.
this accreditation organization, they would see to it that that took place, I believe.
And there's a website you can go to, and that's www.acsi.org/ASCI Cares.
So probably if you just go to ACSI, you could probably find your way there.
ACSI.org is the home page.
So that would probably give you
yeah.
some direction. It's kind of hard to get all the forward slashes and all that together, but I know the body of Christ has a heart to not just pray, but also put our hands and our heart together to help lift the load when these kinds of things happen. And so we do pray for that. I was talking with one of our congregational elders who is in Colorado, mm-hmm. and his wife's mother has friends that are in this school, and his wife actually attended this school for eighth grade. And so, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. you think, well, mm-hmm. you know, we don't have a direct connection, but you'd be surprised how many times something like this, there's somebody local that actually does.
And I this whole thing is, and as a pastor myself, and as a leader in the church, I encourage people today to do more than just see this in the news, maybe offer a prayer, shrug your shoulders and walk off, thinking
right.
it's not going to happen to you.
Right.
And you know, these are the times we live in. I'm sorry to say that, but it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And by trying to ignore it, it's not going to change things. So.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I speak now to fellow pastors. If you haven't yet asked the Lord what you personally and your leadership needs to do to raise the level of safety for your people,
yeah.
you need to do that.
Very important.
Because, you know, we see this more and more. Again, it's very sad. But then if you look at in the larger frame of things, in a season when all over the world, Jews and Christians are coming under more persecution.
It's true.
Not like it's just happened yesterday, and before that, none of us are persecuted.
It's true.
It's more and more, and we're seeing that here in our country.
Right.
So we are responsible to go to the Lord and say, what do you want us to do?
Exactly. So we spent a little bit of time with this, and I know in some of the programs, Dave, you know, one of your programs, you were talking some about the really the press of evil to come into the
yeah.
land.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of Jonathan Cahn's book, The Return of the Gods.
Yes.
That
definitely.
when the true God is rejected in a nation, how that exposes you to the influx of all the demonic spirits and those false gods. And so our nation, we're believing for a revival, an awakening, a cleansing, a renewal, and a restoration. And so now is the time for us really to stand strong in prayer and for that.
Amen.
I want to talk a little bit about the prayer and share that we had. But before we do that, Karen, let's just you have a couple thoughts there in regards to some of the notes that came in the mail.
Yes, we had Heather, who's a beautiful sister in Port St. Lucie. I believe she lives in Port St. Lucie. She said that she's praying for us that the Lord would enlarge us and bless us.
That's awesome.
And Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Heather.
Amen.
Thank you, Heather.
That's really encouraging.
Mm-hmm. That is great.
And then, you know, yesterday I took a phone call from a lady. She had called in because she was looking for some information about doing some donations. And, you know, so just in the little light chat that we were doing, she said, I love all the new programs, all the talking programs. She said, it's great. It's like there's something for everybody. And, you know, because we've got, Dave, we got your two programs.
We're going to talk about those. Yeah, that's
Wednesday
important.
Live and then mine. But anyway, she said it's really encouraging and it's great to listen to people talking and hearing what people have to say. And she also said that she misses hearing Adrian Rogers. So I explained to her, you know, that we had nothing to do with that, that they just pulled their program. And then she said, we have to pray and stay close to God, even as some are going back. I think that that's how she said it.
Mm.
You know, so even though people may pull away, you have to stay strong in the Lord, and that we have to continue to support Christian radio and support WCNO.
Yeah.
That's, and that was really perceptive on her part. So
that is, and that's really encouraging to hear that our listeners are sharing that with us, and that just really encourages us, because we know that the economy and a lot of other things have impacted our listening audience. And so, you know, two times a year we do our on-air programming with fundraising. We call it Prayer and Share, and during that time in April and also October, we look to raise our operational budget. And so many of you were a part of Prayer and Share, and you gave, and we want to thank you again for that. But then we had storms. If you remember, we had storms during that season.
Yes, yes.
We did not have the full 2 weeks, and so we actually were around $70,000, I think, short when we were finishing up. And I wanted to give an update on that, because some of you who have not yet, still have not yet, sent in your cards or responded just because of all the busyness, I'd like you to know where we are and let you know that many of you have been sending in your response cards and making donations. And those have been coming in all different kinds of increments. Excuse me. And we want to thank all of you who have been a part of that. I have Miss Polly from Lake Worth that's saying on her donation, she sent in $100. And this card, she said, sorry, I missed the share. I missed the share.
Yeah.
But she sent in $100. And so it's not too late. That's what I want to say. And also what this other lady was saying, we have to stand together. When some have fallen away, we need to stand together. So Miss Polly, we want to thank you from Lake Worth for your donation of $100, and that comes right in as a great blessing. Also, I have someone else that put their note in, and this is from John in Port St. Lucie. And John wrote on his note, this is all it says, better late than never.
Amen, John, amen.
Still praying we make it. Still praying we make it. Better late than never. And so, John, we want to thank you. You know, these are, I pull these out and I set them on my desk so when we come in I can share them with you. And just want to thank God for all of you that continue. We have Janine, and she is just saying thank you, and may God bless you along with her donation. And then we just had a, let's see. Oh, this is a note that came in with a donation from Jim and Julie, and we want to thank them for their generosity and support of the ministry, and it really has been tremendous. And they were blessing the ministry with an $11,000 donation, which is huge. And they sent in their note, hope all is going great for you all, many blessings. And so Jim and Julie, we want you to know we lift you all up in prayer, and we thank God for you, and we just thank you for doing what God has blessed you and enabled you to do, because it's everybody pulling together that actually makes everything work. And so then Karen, you received this one, so tell us a little bit about this donation. I think you may have even taken that by a phone call.
I did, yeah. Dennis from Palm City called in the other day and on the 13th to make a donation. And, you know, he said he listens to the station all the time. He loves Dr. Stanley and Dr. Michael Youssef, because I guess that's the time. I think he said he's getting off work at that time. He said he's a nurse and working those long shifts. So, you know, he really appreciates WCNO, and he's been listening for quite a long time. And he wanted to make a donation because he said he heard that we came up short on Prayer and Share.
That's awesome. Mm.
So he gave us a $500 donation.
Praise God.
And we just thank you for that, Dennis, and we really appreciate it. And I did tell him to stop by because he's not far from...
Come and see us.
He just moved into this area recently.
So very good, and we'll definitely do that. And, you know, I like to come together with the whole team here because we can kind of talk about it. We are going to go to another Christmas song, and we're kind of just having some family talk this morning because once in a while we need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to a song. We'll be right back. And we're coming back this time, and so glad that you are joining us. We are going to continue just for a couple minutes talking about the prayer and share and the generosity of our family. And we are not, we're not having a fundraising during the Christmas season.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
But we certainly are welcoming your donations if you did not get your donation made. And I wanted to just give a total. We are right now at, I believe, $185,277. So that means we're about just under $40,000 short of fully funding this 6 months. And so we're getting close, and I believe God is going to provide that, and that will carry us through March of this next year. And so we're only $39,723 short of fully meeting that. And so we're just believing that God is going to provide. In fact, somebody may want to just call in today, and you could, if you would like to make a donation today, or if you still have your card, you just haven't got it sent in. Why not take a couple moments and do that? And I know some of you have said, well, you know, we're not sure where you are, what your needs are. And so, and some of you have given and you've given again. And so we just say a big thank you to all of you. Karen, what do you have?
What I have here in front of me is the New Adventure Bible by Zonder Kids.
It's a great Bible.
Yes. And we want to give this Bible away to someone who calls and requests for it. This would be a great gift for this Christmas. For I would seem to think that somebody, of course, kids that know how to read already, maybe
seven, middle school, maybe
7, 8, even up to a teenager. This would be a great Bible. It's got a lot of illustrations, a lot of questions and answers to different things. Got the plan of salvation, everything that you would need to know.
A lot of color.
Yeah.
It's very nicely done, very attractive.
This is something that I would use. It really is. Because, you know, because sometimes in simplicity, you can really
beneficial.
Get a good message.
But I like the fact that a kid is going to be pulled into it.
Yes.
Because it's actually designed with a lot of color and a lot of youth imagery to pull young people into the story. Dave, I really appreciated you sharing how you were, what, maybe 12 years old?
Younger
when you were first sort of pulled into looking at the Word of God. Even though your family wasn't reading it every day, you were kind of pulled in to look at that.
I was, and I was definitely going to it a lot.
Okay.
Because we weren't a bad Bible reading family.
Okay.
But this captured my attention with the illustrations.
Sure.
And it drew me into the story. The illustrations were relative to the stories around them. And that's what got me into reading the Word.
Oh, that's awesome. So this would be a great Christmas gift for a, this could be for a young man or a son or daughter, grandson or daughter.
Exactly.
It would be great either way. I've given a number of these Bibles away in dedication, child dedications. Because I just believe they're so excellent. You want something that's going to stimulate the interest of the kids.
Right.
And we're going to make this available to whoever the first caller is that calls in. I believe we just have one of these. And so give us a call, 772-221-1100. You find anything else interesting there, Karen?
Yeah, just like one of the little notes. It's almost like every page has some kind of illustration on it. Mm. There's either a question or something, a task for you to do. So the one here says, people in Bible times, so they're talking about Stephen, says Stephen was a man who was full of God's grace and power. He was a wise man who performed miracles that showed God's strength. Stephen would not deny his belief in Jesus, and he was killed for this belief. Stephen was the first Christian martyr, a person who dies for his or her belief. So just, you know, all these little...
just little different notes.
Yeah, it's great. And then here's the thing about live it, how to live the Christian life. And he's talking about planning. And it, reading Micah chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, what would God do to those who plan evil? So it's wise for Christians to plan, but we must plan to do good. Get a pen and paper and write down some plans. Plan something good to do for your parents and grandparents. Plan something good to do for your friends. Plan something good to do for a school teacher or a church teacher. and then carry out your plans. God is watching. Will plan something. God, who is watching, will plan something good for you in return.
That's
so
awesome.
Like little exercises to
do. That's awesome. And kids love that.
Yes.
Kids love that.
I might need to get one of these for myself.
Yeah, right. There
you go. Because a lot of times when you're older, I mean, I came to the Lord in my 20s, so, you know, I didn't have all this, you know,
you
early
didn't, you
background.
Didn't grow up with all that.
Yeah. No. Mm-mm. So it's,
but the tools today are so, they're so great. And I know electronics is where so many people spend their time.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I believe there is a very important place for the written word. And to be able to carry that, to use that as a study tool, to use it as devotion, a devotional book. And I see in church, you know, a lot, most people are utilizing their phones today. But there's a place for the written word of God. And
absolutely,
so
yeah.
This is available. It would be a great Christmas gift for a young man or a young, young lady. And again, probably middle school, what were you saying, up to maybe 12, 13, 14 years old?
I think even into the teens.
Into teens, yeah. Because it's very nicely done. It's not like a toddler's Bible.
No,
it's not like that.
No.
So this would be for someone that can read. So the number, again, if you would like to receive this, we will be happy to send it out to you. There's no donation required. And we will cover the cost of shipping to you. It's our gift to you during this Christmas season. So that number is 772-221-1100. And keep in mind that the Bible was made available by Zonder Kids. And what's it called?
The NIV Adventure Bible.
NIV Adventure Bible.
The number one Bible for kids.
Number one Bible for kids.
There
so
you go.
A lot of these have been sold. And, you know, if you don't get in for this one that's free here at the office today, that might be one that you would put on your list that would be a great, great purchase. But want to just make it available.
Oh.
All right. Do we have somebody that called in?
We have a taker.
Okay. It's given out. Very good. Who do we have? Give it to Karen. Let Karen read it.
Oh, let me put my glasses on.
Fantastic.
This is from Janine. Jean and Stuart.
Jean and Stuart. Thank you very much for calling us, Jean. And I believe you'll be greatly blessed by this Bible. So thank you for calling in. We're going to be giving away things. As we move through the month of December, and we're probably going to be giving things away on Wednesday Live for a long time.
Yes.
So keep your dial set right here.
That's right.
For sure.
Yes, and she said she's getting this for a 10-year-old with autism.
Oh,
her grandson.
That is awesome.
And her son is an atheist.
Wow.
So praise God.
Well, Father, Lord, we just pray over this Bible that it goes in,
Lord,
with the love of God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit
to
reach out and touch and bring life and salvation to this entire family in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow, that is great. That is great. Wow.
You didn't
great.
Hear the phone ring.
I didn't hear it ring either. I didn't think we didn't know if we had any calls.
Well, the flash, you know, she does.
The flash.
She does.
So
that's, that's right.
She probably felt the phone call
the
coming.
The vibration
in.
Coming to the phone line was enough. She is so gifted that way.
To do that.
There she is.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, we want to just take a few moments and read the Christmas story, because next Wednesday we're just going to be replaying one of our programs. That'll be put in, because, of course, on Christmas Day, we're not going to come in here and do Wednesday Live next week.
So it
will be on air, but we will not be here. At least we don't plan to be. But, David, would you just share a bit of the Christmas story with us? Let's take a moment to do that.
This is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And this is the word of the Lord.
This is the word of the Lord, reading from Luke.
Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through 20.
Luke 2, 1 through 20. That is, that's wonderful. I never tire of hearing that. Mm-hmm. Well, again, today we are talking about the New Year's Eve event with Sean Foyt. Let Us Worship is coming to Port St. Lucie, right here in the Treasure Coast of Florida. Let Us Worship. And it's going to be a New Year's Eve, December the 31st, of course, at 9 p.m. until midnight at Clover Park. Clover Park, Port St. Lucie. That's a St. Lucie Mets stadium. And that is going to be a great evening, calling the body of Christ together to celebrate together in worship and worship in the new year. December the 31st, Clover Park, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 9 until midnight. So come out and let us worship together, and that's going to be a great evening. We may still hear from someone with Sean Foyt's ministry. I don't know where we didn't get the right phone number, so we didn't get all that connected this morning, but maybe that will get figured out before we get to the end of the year. We still have a few days for that, right? Don't we? Mm-hmm. So wanted to just speak for a moment about the great programs that kind of new here at WCNO. We've had some new things. God bless me with the opportunity to come in and share with the ministry. And Karen has a great program. In fact, it'll be coming up on Friday. And Karen, tell us about your program, Hidden Places.
Hidden Places. You know, we all are earthen vessels.
We are, for sure, aren't we?
With hidden treasures inside of us that the Lord has placed there. And he's wanting to draw out those treasures to be seen and to be used to encourage others and to reflect his glory. So anyway, I started off at the beginning just interviewing people because I felt that's what the Lord said, interview. And then just after a few months, then I invited Cynthia West and Deanne, my prayer partner, Deanne, to come in, and you know, we would just chat about different things, and then then Nanette came along. So it has evolved into us sharing what the Lord has given each one of us every week. So when you hear truth, when you hear something that God is doing, we're just chatting.
It's journey talk, isn't it?
It is.
Your walk with God is journey talk. It's right out of your daily walk.
It is. And then my hopes is that, you know, something I say or that any of us say, that you'll be like, oh my word, that's exactly what I needed to hear. Or that's what I'm going through. Because I know when I hear people talking, people just casually talking, it's like you just pick things up and you get your answers. And so, you know, we're testifying to what the Lord is doing. And so, you know, we're just I'm just doing it week to week. I have no plan. There's no agenda. So it's, you know, a little bit scary sometimes. Well, not scary, but, you know.
We understand. Anyone does ministry knows.
It's, yeah. You know. I mean, even up to 5 minutes before the mic gets turned on, I'm like, okay, Lord, I'll just open my mouth and you just go ahead and say what you want to say.
But so, the rest of that, the rest of that big picture is that many know how to prepare a message, but God is the only one that can prepare the messenger.
Amen.
And so when the messenger is hanging out with God, then there's always a message. And that is the work of God.
Amen.
That is the work of God. And I remember that many years I was trained in college to prepare messages, but only God can prepare the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And you all are prepared, and there's every Friday morning, 11 o'clock is great. Now, Dave, you have two programs now that you're involved in, and this is really awesome. Starting the week, Monday mornings, you have Frontline.
The Frontline, and that's so we started April of 2023. It's okay. So we're coming in April will be 2 years. It's amazing.
It just went by really
the
fast.
Vision for that program started really on a much more narrower frame. Mm-hmm. And that was, I had known a handful of people in law enforcement and in fire, you know, rescue,
mm-hmm.
that were Christians, and they had powerful stories. And so it seemed to me what the Lord wanted me to put together was a program where I would interview, mm-hmm. meet from all over, really, first responders who had a testimony, and that they could share it. We could interview them on the air.
All right, Dave, stand by. I think we have someone that's going to be able to speak to us about the Sean Foyt event.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello there.
Okay, did we finally get connected? Is this Kim?
We did. I apologize. There was a misunderstanding, and my phone has been acting really funky.
Well, you know what? We're going to blame the devil for that, but we're glad that you're on the phone. Kim, we've been talking. We've been playing the spot that we have in place, but tell us what's coming up, and I know that this is definitely a gracious plan of God to bring a great awakening and revival here to the coast of Florida.
Yes, we're really excited about it. I really believe that there's blessing and favor on the first. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and I just really feel in my heart there's going to be major revival. My heart is full of anticipation just because I know that starting the year, worshiping, where he promised that he inhabits the praises of his people, and as people gather this year, I believe on the first of the year, and celebrate just revival in this area, and not only in this area. So many people are even flying in for this event because his New Year's events are always special. People anticipate and look forward to them all year long. So I expect a really great time that night.
So are you connected with the Sean Foyt ministry team, or are you local? What is your association?
Okay, so yes, I'm local. We had a group. We have actually a faith-based gym here in Port St. Lucie.
You do?
And yeah. And
what's it called?
What's that?
What is it called?
It's called FLX. 33, and it stands for Love of the Cross, the X of the Cross. So we do everything at that gym, just faith-oriented. But anyways, when Sean was in West Palm Beach a while back, a couple years ago, we had we took a little bus up from our gym, and I think the revival ended up lasting about almost 2 weeks.
It did. It was
and
excellent.
We were there almost every night because it was so powerful and everyone was so engaged with it. And so during that time, we got to meet him, and he's just become a personal friend of ours. And we've followed him since 2020 at the very beginning.
Mm. Well, I know God has used him in a tremendous way to confront the darkness and to just release the light into a lot of different cities and areas. So we're thrilled. Now, for families that are planning to come, I've only been in that stadium a couple times. What is the seating? I mean, there's going to be plenty of seats, right?
Yes, I think they are planning on around 5,000 seats. We are hoping to have an area for, you know, just active praise, especially for the young people, so that they can kind of be together and to have their own little area of worship where it's gonna be one big party. I really believe it's gonna be one big party of all ages.
Awesome. Are there any charges?
So you know, what's that?
Is there a charge to get in, or
it is free? It is free. There is no assigned seating. You do not need tickets. The doors will open at 8. So if you want to get in a great section or whatever, I'd recommend coming early. And I also want to invite anyone because, you know, we believe in the power of prayer and preparing for this. We have a group of people that's been meeting at Clover Park between 10:30 and 11 o'clock on Thursdays, and we've been doing that for about 4 weeks now.
Praise
God.
So
if anybody feels prompted to meet with us there, we'll be there Thursday, and we just believe that God is anointing the grounds even now for a powerful move of God.
Praise God. That is awesome. That is awesome. So this is going to be great for people of all ages. I know in the presence of God, whether you're a baby, a newborn, or whether you're a senior, papa, grandma, in the kingdom, I know that your heart's going to be touched. You're going to be blessed, and so this is tremendous. So the stadium will the doors will be open up at 8 o'clock. The event actually starts at 9 o'clock. It's going to run what, right into the new year, correct?
Right into the new year, and it's also there's going to be fireworks at the end. So I believe there's going to be fireworks in the physical and fireworks in the spiritual. I really do. Amen. And I believe that this revival is something that's going to start right here, and it's going to, I believe it's going to spread across the country. So I'm really excited about it.
Amen. Well, this is tremendous. Kim, what else do you have to say to our listening audience? We have people listening up and down the coast, and obviously the stadium is a great area to be able to come to. If you're down in Miami, you're in Lauderdale, you're in West Palm Beach, you're over around Okeechobee, you're up in Melbourne, or wherever you are. I know we have a huge reach. We're reaching out into about 12 counties right now, and so we invite all of you to be a part. But what would you say in closing?
Well, if you've been to Sean's events, I really don't have to say anything at all. But if you have not, you really do not want to miss this event because, like, every year it is a big announcement on his Let Us Worship page because so many people know how powerful these New Year events are. And so you don't want to miss it. The chances of him being back here in Port St. Lucie again for quite some time is going to be slim and none. So it's not like as if I can't come this time, I'll plan to go next time. This is an anticipated event, and we're fortunate and blessed to have him right here in Port St. Lucie. So it's worth the drive. If you're coming an hour from there, it is worth the drive. We drove 10 straight days to West Palm Beach to engage in his revival the last time, and every night we did that because every night was spectacular. There was a spectacular move of God, and just the fire of God is going to be there. And I also believe there's something extra special about the first of the year being there and worshiping God in his presence the first minutes of 2025.
Amen. The tide is rising. The operational manifestation and operation of the Holy Spirit is rising. That tide is rising right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida, and we are saying, amen. Even so, Lord Jesus, bring it on. So we're looking for all of that. Kim, thank you so much for joining us today. God bless you. And we're going to look to promote this again. Of course, Christmas Day, we're not going to be on air live, but the following week as we're moving toward New Year's, if you're available for that, we'll connect back with you again. And so keep us posted, and we're just going to continue to pray, and we're going to expect and be a part of the great move.
And if you're available, I'll see you Thursday at about 10:30 at Clover Park, and we'll be praying.